Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks so much for joining us for Tech Talk. St. Thomas Idol today. Doug Swinhart in studio. If you're having a problem with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call the program. Once again, the phone number is 651-989-9226. This show all about your phone calls and text. 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. That is 81807. Doug, how you been?
Absolutely wonderful, Steve. It's great to be back.
Yeah, good to visit with you again today. And we always get a lot of calls, and we want to remind folks, now is the time to call or text. We'll be sure to get your call or text on the air a little bit later on. You never know, we could run out of time. So we invite you to give us a jingle right now, 651-989-9226. And, you know, the security issue is a big one. And let's just talk about, you know, Windows 10, we brought it up before. If you have Windows 10, Windows Defender should be more than enough. But if you have a Windows 7 or a Windows 8 machine, what are some things you should consider on the security front?
I completely agree. I think that if you're running Windows 8 or Windows 7, a good commercial antivirus, anti-malware program is absolutely essential. Bitdefender would be one of my top choices, and they come in three tiers. And the middle one, that's Internet Security, I think is a wonderful package. Malwarebytes, ESET, ENOT32. There are a lot of good options out there, but I really think that if you're running 7 or 8, you need a commercial package to go along with that.
Now, would you disable the onboard package that came with Windows 7 or Windows 8? How does that work?
That will automatically take care of itself upon install.
Okay.
And it kind of lays in the background just in case there's a failure, and it will pop back on, but it won't be up to date. It'll update itself immediately. But most of these packages are so well programmed that it really is not an issue. It's going to let you know ahead of time before it's expired or if there's some problem. And Bitdefender, like I say, is, as of late, has really been my favorite because it's so lean and mean. It might not be the prettiest package. There's a lot of black and white on the screens, but it lays down in the tray, doesn't take many resources, and it's a tremendous piece of work.
How much is that going to cost?
Yeah, you know, the last time I helped a guy set up, they had it on sale. They were giving him five devices for $30 a year. And that,
wow,
that isn't even on-site licenses. So say, for example, like Nancy and I, we could buy a package and give it to three kids that live in different places. It's by product key number. It's not by location. So that's really a great deal.
Hard to beat. So a good idea for Windows 7 and Windows 8. But once again, Windows 10, Windows Defender should be plenty. No issue so far is so good.
I think that's true. As long as people are downloading SpyBot ActiveBeacon with Windows 10 and make sure they understand how that works and how to shut some of this stuff off to make absolutely certain that they're not sending updates to their neighbor's computer and so on. Yeah, once that's all completed, Windows Defender will do a good job in Windows 10, home and professional.
651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Another thing, people may be doing a little fall cleanup. Our oldest daughter moved out of the house, took some stuff with. That gave us an opportunity to also go, you know, we probably have some things we need to clean up, some old computers. And we were kind of getting organized, what needs to be recycled, what needs to be taken over to tech dump. And we got into this long conversation about hard drives. And I kept telling my wife, They'll take care of it. They'll make sure these hard drives are destroyed and wiped clean. She wanted to. I said, well, I'll show you. It's not that easy. And we took apart a hard drive, and those things are tough.
Yeah, they're bizarre. And the nice thing about Tech Dump, if somebody takes a machine in there, PC, Mac, it doesn't matter, they will wipe that hard drive and actually give you a written certificate that says it's been wiped. They do wipe the data off them babies really, really well. If you're going to be doing it yourself, of course, you can always use hardware and get yourself an extremely strong magnet, but there's no guarantee you're going to get it all. If you do a wipe, you need to do a secure wipe with write and rewrite the zeros and the pluses at least three times. But there's software out there that will do it. But here again, if you're getting rid of the machine and you're planning on taking it someplace that will be recycled properly, I cannot say enough good things about Tech Dump. They will put that baby right on the bench while you're there, wipe your hard drive, and hand you a certificate. And from there, they will either rebuild the equipment and sell it at an incredibly low price, or they will recycle it properly. And they do a tremendous job for the community. And if I'm not mistaken, Steve, there's one in St. Louis Park and one in St. Paul.
Right. And you can go to techdump.org. As you pointed out, they do great work in the community. They keep stuff out of the landfills. If you have a lot of stuff for a business, they'll help you out as well. There could be a fee associated with it. But in general, free computer recycling, other electronics recycled for a nominal fee. And what we did is we took apart one of these hard drives. And I'll tell you what, you need a big-time drill. There's a fair amount of fooling around put a hole in these things to make sure they can't be used going forward. And it's one of those things you want to make sure you can't throw this stuff in the trash. You want to make sure this stuff is recycled properly. And I know there are other businesses around town that'll accept this stuff, particularly if you trade in or buy new. I know Best Buy or other firms around town. But you want to make sure if you're doing any fall cleaning, make sure this stuff is recycled properly.
Yeah, this is getting to be a big issue even in the landfills, you know, because now all of our garbage has to be filtered through to make sure that people haven't thrown away batteries, even A batteries and D batteries and B and AAAs. And people are going through AAA batteries like crazy today with their remotes and whatnot. But this is a huge issue. And I think as good citizens of the planet, we owe it to Mother Earth to take care of her a little bit better than we have in the past. So, yeah, and I love the job that Tech Dump does. They provide work for handicapped people. It's just an all-around great business model. I just can't say enough good things about Tech Dump.
Our phone number is 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. You can text 81807 from our text line. Is there a download you can get that monitors which devices are on your Wi-Fi signal and how much bandwidth that particular device is drawing? Is there some way to monitor that?
There's lots of stuff on the net that's available. You can go to Google and just run a search. You should also know that your CenturyLink modem and or your Xfinity modem, you should have the ability to log into that modem/router, and that also will give you a complete list of all of the devices. Now, as far as the bandwidth that each one takes, that's a little bit trickier. Now, Google has a router that you can actually indicate and give precedence to certain devices, and that's pretty slick as well. And a lot of the upper echelon, the high-end routers, are now allocating where the bandwidth should go. But here again, if you've got a Comcast account and you're getting 200 megabits per second, this thing is just going to feed your devices. Or if you're connected to a CenturyLink and you're on the fiber optics, and CenturyLink is now offering a gigabit, which I personally think might be a little overkill. But at your place, I think you got 40 megabits per second. And the network latency is so low on that that it's you should never have to wait for anything or worry about the amount of bandwidth. Big thing is I think that if you're going to be buying internet service, I'm not a big fan of the cheapest service. You got to do a little research and step up to the plate and just pay the money. It will pay for itself again and again and again. This is no longer a luxury. Just the amount of money you save in shopping for things. It's going to, again, I can't say it enough. It will pay for itself tenfold the first year you start to learn how to use it. So, yeah, it's not, shouldn't really even be viewed as an expense. It should just be viewed as we got to have it. Let's get it in the house, and let it start paying for itself.
Quick break. We have more Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in studio. Phone lines, we have some open for you at 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Or you can text 81807. That is 81807. If you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call the program. We'll have more in a moment. Tech Talk, Doug Swinhart in studio on this lovely Saturday, 71 degrees. Southeast winds at 9 miles an hour. We'll be at Target Field later on. Sports Saturday starting at 3. Twins Magazine at 4:30. Our pregame 5:30. First pitch 6:10. Jose Barrios on the mound. Twins and Royals. Great night to be at the ballpark. Oh, my. Let's go to the phone lines here on Tech Talk. Let's bring in Steve. Steve from Ham Lake. Hello.
Good morning. Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Steve. What's up?
Well, I'm trying to work on my mom's computer. It's a 2010 Mac desktop. I'm not sure. It's probably up to date on the latest OS. We came back from vacation, tried to boot it up. The whole screen is gray with that circle and slash through it.
If this is your first experience with a Mac, I am absolutely going to highly recommend that you have another computer that you can get on the internet. There are special keys that you will hold down that will actually get you back into the BIOS. And here's the thing I've noticed with Macs as well. And by the way, I've been getting a lot of Macs to work on lately. That if she's been saving stuff on her desktop on that Mac, that's a killer. But the big thing is you got to get this thing booted up immediately. And first of all, pull the power out completely. Cut off all the power. And then push the power button in and hold it for about 5 to 10 seconds. Release the power button, wait about 5 minutes, plug the AC back in, and fire it up. And if you don't, and give it lots of time, if you don't get your little Apple signal up after, say, 5, 10 minutes, again, you got to shut it down, go to another computer, and if I'm not mistaken, it's the Apple key and the control key in combination with either the R or the X or the XR. And I can't recall those combinations. And each Mac, you have to get the model number because those keys have changed with different models. But you need to get this baby in and make certain that the hard drive isn't damaged. I've been doing a lot of work on Macs, so I feel your frustration. Big thing with Macs, be patient. I've had Macs at my house that have the same condition. Plug them in at my house, hit the power button, and 2 hours later, they come up. Once they're up, then you can go to work and try to find the issue. And the latest OS is not always the answer. Sometimes that OS coming in did not completely install. And that might be what you're dealing with, too. And I hope this helps. And thank you for the call, and have a good weekend.
Phone number 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. You can text 81807 from our text line. Just to follow up on techdump.org, free computer recycling. They do a lot of great work in the community. It is a nonprofit, techdump.org. They've got a spot in Golden Valley and in St. Paul, once again, techdump.org. Also from the tech line, from our text line here on Tech Talk, I lease a CenturyLink modem. Is that good enough or should I get my own?
I always suggest if you're using a high-speed internet with CenturyLink or Xfinity Comcast, their equipment, in my opinion, is really the best that you can do. Now, if you need an extender, add to that equipment. But Overall, the equipment that's being sent out today by CenturyLink and Comcast Xfinity is phenomenal equipment. I just don't think that we can go out and spend the kind of money to have our own and have it update properly. If you're looking for trouble-free, this is it. I haven't bought an extra router for almost 10 years, and that was with CenturyLink and Comcast. So, yeah, I think the equipment you get from them is spot on. Now, if you have a modem that's 10 years old, it may be time to call CenturyLink and say, can I have a new one? And they'll say, sure. Drop down and pick it up. We'll have it trained up. You plug it in, and you're done. It really is the answer, in my opinion.
Those extenders you brought up, if you have a bigger home or even an older home with maybe a brick fireplace or a stucco exterior, those extenders or plug and play, those work really well.
They're to die for. Yeah, you know, even in our place, it's not a big place, but the way the kitchen is laid out and kind of separates things, we get some extra interference. So I spent $60 and bought a little Belkin and stuck in there. Well, I'm pretty sure the neighbors can actually attach to my Wi-Fi at this point. So, yeah, they're well worth the money. And, of course, now the new mesh technology is going to be getting very interesting. It might be a little premature to buy in my mind, but I like to have everything tested and running well before I start chucking out dollars. That's going to be the next big thing with wireless is mesh. And it's spelled exactly like it sounds, M-E-S-H. And Google's going to come out with mesh technology. And that's going to be really, really good if you happen to have Google Home or Alexa or the Apple one, but Apple's got one too, that Siri, whatever it is.
Sure.
But if you're thinking about doing home security with video cameras, which, by the way, Steve, if you haven't looked at that lately, that's getting really cheap. You can have high-def cameras now for about $60 a pop.
Big brother.
Unbelievable. Well, but you get to be the big brother.
Yeah.
See, that's the fun part. Pop it up on your TV and somebody comes to your door and there you go. You're good to go. But yeah, the mesh technology will be very, very interesting to follow and watch. And the speed of Wi-Fi seems to be increasing by the day. I had a Mac the other day that was actually running faster on Wi-Fi than it did with an Ethernet cable. First time I've seen that, but it's coming. It's getting better and better all the time. Great text.
Quick break for the weather, and then we'll have more tech talk. Doug Swinhart in studio. Here's the phone number on the program, 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. You can text 81807 if you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever. Feel free to call the program. By the way, the Tommies are idle today. They return to play next week here on CCO. Tech Talk back on a Saturday. No Tommy football today. Doug Swinhart in studio. Phone lines are open at 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Or you can text 81807. We've had a ton of texts today on the program, and we know with the beautiful weather, a lot of folks are out and about today. So if you have a minute and you have a question, we will get to it on the text line at 81807. That's 81807. Here's one. Should I upgrade Windows Vista at some point?
You couldn't do it fast enough.
Yeah.
If you've got a Vista computer, I can almost guarantee it's a perfect candidate to be turned into a Linux machine, either with or without a dual boot with Vista. If you've got an older machine that has an IDE hard drive interface, you can keep your hard drive and do a dual boot. Won't run like it does with an SSD. By the way, Steve, that reminds me. I've been buying 120 gigabyte SSD drives at Micro Center. I'm glad you're sitting down. $22
wow.
Each. A 240 gig for $48.99. How can you go? It's just a no-brainer. And these are nice drives. They're the Inlands. They're not the big name. But I have had zero problems with them. Run. That would be a perfect machine for that drive.
And is it something people could do on their own if they take their time?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. There's enough information on the internet. Guaranteed. If you can read and you're willing to sit down and be patient. 6 to 8 hours of educating yourself on how to create, install media, how to install a hard drive, take your old hard drive out so you don't interfere with any data. With a solid-state drive going into a desktop, you'll need to spend another $9 to $15 for a drive adapter. Because the SSDs are 2.5 inch, your drive's a 3.5 inch. Don't want it flopping around in there by itself. Anybody can do this. If you can read and follow the directions, especially if it's an older computer that you're willing to play around with, there is no question in my mind that anybody of average intelligence can pull this off. No doubt. Now, when it comes to the tweaking it and downloading software and really getting Linux up to snot, yeah, that's going to take a little bit more work. But it's like anything else. It's well worth your effort.
Yeah, and making the jump from, say, Windows Vista to Windows 7, you know,
wouldn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, you've got licensing issues. Are you going to go buy Windows 7? Linux, you can download for free. And in that particular instance, Linux Lite or Linux Mint are absolute perfect candidates for that machine. If you've got 2 gigs of RAM, which you probably do, or greater, that it's just an absolute no-brainer. And with an SSD drive, you'll fire that baby up. It'll boot in about 30 seconds. You don't have to worry about any antivirus. You don't have to worry about any malware. And most people will get along just fine. Now, if there is a need for Windows-compliant software, say, for example, TurboTax or QuickBooks or a Garmin that you need to connect to that, then you're going to have some semblance of Windows on that machine to continue to use that software. However, once you're done with that, reboot, get back into Linux, all of your internet, multimedia, they all come with Libre Office Suites. You can do Word docs. It really is. It's a no-brainer.
All right, what about this Chrome OS?
We have
a text from Larry and Champlin. This is a good one. Is that something that I could put on an old laptop and play around with?
It is. Now, here's the thing. People are seeking to find an installable version of Chrome OS on old PCs. It's not exactly the same as the Chrome OS that comes on a Chromebook or a Chromebox.
All right.
It's a little bit different. You should also know that the Chrome operating system is built on, I hate to say this, a Linux platform. Now, Chrome OS is quickly moving towards an Android operating system. And I think very shortly we're going to be seeing a downloadable version of the Android Chrome OS, which is probably what they're really seeking. There are several Linux distributions. One that comes to mind is called Cub, C-U-B, just like a bear cub. And that is modeled after a Chrome operating system. It looks like Chrome, feels like Chrome, runs like Chrome. And it's a Linux version that has a desktop that looks like Chrome. That would be my suggestion for that particular user to shoot and go down that road. It's well worth your time. It's a beautiful little OS. And thank you for the text. That's great text.
By the way, our text line has been busy today at 81807. That is 81807. You can call the program 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. And we always invite your calls. Still plenty of time to get in and visit with Doug today on Tech Talk. St. Thomas football idle today. They're back in action next week. And they will take on Hamlin next Saturday at 1 o'clock here on CCO. Dave Lee and Eric Nelson with all the action on that one. All right, from our text line, when I bought my laptop with Windows 10, it was sold with ESET. Nothing was said about Windows Defender being included. Do I really need ESET?
I like ESET. Yeah, you know.
Now, what is it, first of all?
Well, ESET is their antivirus is called ENOT32, and ESET, the company ESET, without question, has been a premier security company in the world for, I'm going to say, 2.5 decades, if I recall correctly.
So it's solid.
Oh, rock solid. These people really have their self together. Now, a lot of Windows 10 computers, when they're sold, they will come as a inducement to buy that computer with extra. There's nothing wrong with putting that on a Windows 10 machine. The hardware today, it isn't near as critical to limit that security. And your ESET, your ENOD32, your ESET security will go with that Windows like a hand in a glove, and it will not slow down your system at all. Windows Defender will actually limit its activity while that's running and while it's operating. But I really like ESET. There are great people to do business with. It's a great product, and I absolutely would not recommend that you take that off just to go back to Windows Defender. That's my opinion.
Doug, let's talk about buying a new computer from the text line. What are some of the minimums you think folks should consider when buying a laptop or a desktop? And I know it depends on what you're doing, but in general, a typical user is going to pay bills, maybe buy some things online, general stuff, play around with photos, do social media.
Absolutely. Well, you know, today, I think most people with their computers, probably 80% of what they're going to be doing, Steve, is going to be on the internet. And if it's going to be a laptop, a tablet, a netbook, the biggest thing to look at is the speed of that Wi-Fi. If this thing has 802.11ac, that's going to be top of the line. You're going to see download speeds of 60, 70, 80 megabits per second with that wireless. That's going to be first. Next, most people are going to be doing some multimedia. I think any Windows 10 machine requires, in my mind, a minimum of 4 gigabytes of RAM. And, of course, hard drive, SSD all the way. Now, that doesn't mean you can't buy a refurbished computer and put your own SSD drive in. You certainly can. It's the equipment that's out there today is absolutely phenomenal. If you're looking at new machines, for example, the HP Spectra, the little thin ones, are gorgeous machines. ASUS is coming out with a full line. Toshiba's coming out with a full line. Lenovo's. There really is no one brand name I can throw out there and say, this is it. Big thing is 4 gigs of RAM. The faster the hard drive, the better. And, of course, your Wi-Fi speed is absolutely essential. And I just helped a lady buy a refurbished iMac, a desktop, and the machine that she got for $1,900 new would have been almost $2,800. And she bought that directly from Apple. So we can't be counting out Apple in this race either. Apple's equipment, as you know, Steve, is top of the line equipment. You will pay a little bit more for an Apple Mac, no question about it. It's still difficult for me to say it's not justified. Depending on what you do with your machine, don't rule out a Mac. Don't be afraid of that Mac OS. They do their job and they do it well.
Yeah, and it's hard to beat. If I need to, and at some point I will, but this Chromebook, what a bargain.
Oh.
$200, $250. I can't even remember what I paid for it, but it was well under $300. This thing, I still use it. I pay bills. I'm on social media. I do all sorts of things on it. What a deal.
I think 90% of the people could get by with that inexpensive Chromebook. Now, with that said, Google is pushing this envelope. And the new Pixels that are $700 and $800 are unbelievable computers. They're absolutely unbelievable. The resolution on the screens, they're less than 2 pounds. The battery life now is pushing 12 hours. Man. I mean, come on. What more can anybody need? You should be able to think about hooking that up to a SpaceX and running a rocket. These things are top shelf. And $700 or $600? i7 processors? Don't rule out the more expensive Google Chromebooks as well or Chrome desktops. But if you're looking for inexpensive and you know that what you're going to be doing is 90% internet, doing a doc once in a while, a spreadsheet once in a while, multimedia. But if your intentions are going to be on the internet nearly all the time, a $200 Chromebook is top shelf way to go. Yeah, this is phenomenal technology.
All right, let's bring in a quick call. Heidi in Minnetonka. Heidi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Heidi. What's up?
I can't get rid of that notice that comes up that my Windows license is going to expire soon.
You need to call me. This is either malware or you need to activate your license. You give me a call and I'll connect up to you remotely and we'll have this taken care of for you in minutes. I personally think at this point it's a false message. If somebody has gone in there and unlicensed your machine, then we got some work to do. But give me a call and we'll take care of that for you. And thank you for the call.
And quickly before going to break, people will not call from Microsoft, from Dell, from
Never.
HP. They're not going to call. And if they're calling you, it's a scam.
Well, and something else we should mention on that same note. People, when they're on the internet and they have a web browser open, there's web pages floating into their browser that say, oh, your machine is infected. And some of these at this point, Steve, are going full screen. So you can't even see a menu button. If that happens and you have nothing else to do, push your power button in and shut your machine down and restart it. 99% of the calls that I get regarding this issue, it's a web page. It's an addition, an extension that has slipped into your browser, and you need to just shut it down and clean it. Your computer is not infected. Your connection to the internet via web browser is the only part of malware that's actually hitting. This is rampant today, and thank you for bringing that up.
Quick break. We have more Tech Talk. Phone lines are open, 651-989-9226. Or you can text 81807. That is 81807. And quickly, Viking fans, join CCO at the Lone Oak Grill Monday night in Eagan from 5:30 to 6:30 for the debut of the Harrison Smith Show. Meet Minnesota's All-Pro Safety and listen to Eric Nelson and former team general manager Jeff Diamond and Harrison Smith break down the game against the Niners and preview Sunday's game at Green Bay. That's at the Lone Oak Grill in Eagan. Burgers, bourbon, and beer. And News Talk, 830-WCCO. 8 minutes now in front of 2 o'clock. Tech Talk underway on this Saturday. Doug Swinhart in studio. Tommy's our idol. They're back in action next Saturday when they take on Hamlin. Dave and Eric with the call beginning at 1 o'clock. Let's go to the phone lines and squeeze in a quick call here. Before the end of the program, Keith St. Paul, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Keith. Do we got you?
I have a Mac MacBook Pro.
Okay.
And my trackpad doesn't work anymore. It won't depress.
That's not good. That's probably hardware. Depending upon your model, this might actually be something you'd want to look at buying a Mac on eBay that's being sold for parts only. This is not that common. But this is chances are this is hardware. I've been working on a lot of Macs, and if this is like a 2010, 2011, 2012, there's plenty of parts out there. And you might be able to just buy a whole computer for $40. But be careful taking them apart. Those little tiny screws on the bottom are really touchy. But it can be done, and that's probably hardware. I wish I had better news, but thank you for the call.
From our text line, here's a good one. We haven't brought up backups and the importance of having multiple backups, ideally some sort of copy in the cloud. You can pay for it. We brought up Mozy. We've brought up Carbonite. There are other services out there. But in particular, someone with an Apple, we use Apple Time Machine Backup. Do we need to move to iCloud? Should we be paying for something?
iCloud is going to come with your Apple machine.
Yep.
And iCloud, I put that right up next to Google Drive. This is a nice system.
Oh, yeah.
And, in fact, I was talking about that iMac I helped a couple with last week. They moved from a PC to a Mac. They have two iPhones, two iPads. They're like an Apple home, so to speak. So she got this iMac. Her PC that I redid for them a little over a year ago was in Linux, and it was starting to overheat. We logged on to her iCloud. She will then transfer her data up to the cloud. When she goes back to the Mac, it's all accessible. It's not only accessible on her new iMac, it's accessible on her iPad and her iPhone as well. So iCloud, if you've got an Apple or a Mac, iCloud is absolutely essential. Big thing with Apple and Mac, get to understand the dual authentication and how it works. It's extremely secure. You and I, Steve, have talked about credit cards using a dual authentication to do away with the security issues. I personally think that credit card companies should be following the same format as the Apple dual authentication and, of course, the Google dual authentication. There would be no more credit card theft. I am a firm believer of that. And I've said that for well over a decade. So, yeah, this is, but you must have a clear understanding of how it works. And AppleCare will help you walk through all that until it's clear in your mind, and you will see the benefits. A little extra time, but well worth it.
Yeah, only way to go. Make sure you back up. I know it's a nice day. You probably don't want to spend a lot of time in front of the computer, but make sure you have backups and a system to back it up, particularly. And I think it's a great strategy, real quick. If it's that important, email it to yourself.
Absolutely.
Attach it and email it to yourself.
Absolutely. You've got a cloud storage. You've got your email storage. And for the price of an external hard drive, you should have an external hard drive storage and then your local machine. You can't say it enough.
All right. It's football season. We won't visit with Doug for a while, but he will be back. Doug, phone number and email.
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, WCCOTech.com. WCCOTECH.com. 651-552-9543. And thank you, Steve. We'll see you in a few weeks.
All right. We'll see you down the road. There he is, Doug Swinhart. That is Tech Talk.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.